Proclamation number 5643, dated the April 3rd, 1953. Good Friday. The path to Golgotha. The path to Golgotha was the conclusion of my earthly life. It was the victory and the accomplishment. It was the harshest and most bitter self-sacrifice. For every individual detail until the hour of my death was clearly in my mind's eye. I knew about all the suffering and pain and nevertheless walked this path consciously. Yet I also saw the tremendous adversity of the sinful human race, the inconceivable guilt of sin and its ramifications laid like an accumulated burden upon my shoulders, and I knew, were I to shake this burden off, which was certainly within my power and strength, humanity would break down under it and would never be able to deal with the burden alone. I knew that this burden of sin would torture the human race for eternities and would never allow it to attain freedom and bliss. I saw these agonies of the whole of humanity before my spiritual eye, and I took pity upon the wretched souls. For this reason I relieved the human race from its burden of sin and walked the path to Golgotha. I took the indescribable suffering upon myself in order to atone the guilt, which was so immense that only superhuman suffering would be suitable as an act of atonement. Therefore, I wanted to suffer and die for humanity and by no means lessen my suffering. You humans will never be able to estimate the magnitude of my act of compassion, for you, who believe in me, are also aware of my divine nature, which could have lessened even the greatest suffering. But I lived and died as a human being. I was subjected to every agony a human being was able to endure. Psychologically and physically I was terribly maltreated. My tormentors not only tortured my body but also uttered such appalling and hateful words that my soul recognized them as expressions of hell and felt insufferably tormented. I have endured every imaginable suffering, all for the love of people who would have had to atone for the huge guilt of sin themselves and would have taken eternities to do so. As Jesus, the man, I was able to assess these people's inconceivable suffering and wanted to avert it by enduring what I was capable of enduring. My love could not ignore humanity's immense adversity. It wanted to help. It wanted to redeem all enslaved people. It wanted to plead for forgiveness of all sins. It wanted to make amends and therefore sacrifice itself to the Heavenly Father. However, people must acknowledge the sacrifice made and allow themselves to be redeemed by me. For this reason I call to you with most ardent love, don't let me have made this sacrifice for you in vain. Recognize that you are weighed down by a huge burden of sin and let it be your will to be released from it. Accept my sacrifice on the cross as being offered up on your behalf. Place yourselves under the Calvary cross. Don't let my suffering and my death on the cross remain ineffective for you. Bring all your sins to me so that I will be able to release you, so that you may be forgiven, so that the Father will accept you for the sake of his Son's love. Let yourselves be redeemed through my blood which I shed on the cross for you humans. Amen.